Esto es pa' ti, pa' nosotros.
This one's dedicated to all of those living in the outer spaces who belong nowhere and everywhere at once. This for you
and you and you. This is for the misfits, the mystics, the immigrants, the deviants. This is for the outcasts, working class, anyone who's been harassed or disgraced, a mixed race rebel since the sixth grade. This is for the non-conformist, transformers, shapeshifters, change makers, gatekeepers, daydreamers, cage breakers. This one's for the pioneers, riot queers, fierce femmes, gender benders, flexing on the frontiers, whose sex and race is unclear, unorthodox, a paradox, mismatch, parasox, poly rock and afro hawks. This is for the refugees, the black sheep, my butch queens, anomalies, my POC complexity, that piece of me that no one see, the part you, you wanna free, the piece that needs a remedy. Give it all your energy, embrace your whole identity. You're a sacred recipe, essentially a specialty. Embrace all of your mystery, fulfill your greatest destiny in planetary history. Come on, come on, outer spaces, infinity identity, break out the matrix. Cowards hate us, they fear the unknown and they can't explain us. Outer spaces, we crisscross borders on a daily basis.
Estratosférica, más allá de las llamadas América, estelares atmosféricas.
Outer spaces, infinity identity, break out the matrix.
Fuera liga, viejo.
We proud to say this, we hail from outer spaces and our power's ancient.
Fuera liga, viejo.
Outer spaces, we kicking down closets and we breaking cages.
Fuera liga, viejo.
We bound for greatness, proudly getting louder so the crowds embrace us.
Somos abecedario, afuera del espacio que nos traigan el calvario. Nosotras somos flecha de un indígena volando. A nosotros no nos tuman, somos árbol. We grew up in the in-between, the unknown had no sorrow. Out of space for the wicked and the good. Magic makers from the hood. We be straight up Robin Hood. Golden nugget in my pocket. Poetry rose, thunderbolted from a locket of a palpitating heart. Got a bit of a shock. Starry constellations was all I saw. Figured it was the gods who gave me back this art to combat all the lies, the bullet and the cries, the weaving of the wise brought me back to life. So after all the struggle, the strife and all the hassle, freedom could be my life, my daughter and my wife.
Outer spaces, infinity identity, break out the matrix.
Fuera liga, viejo.
Cowards hate us, they fear the unknown and they can't explain us.
Fuera liga, viejo.
Outer spaces, we crisscross borders on a daily basis.
Fuera liga, viejo.
They armed and dangerous, take them to our universe, the power changes.
We blasting off for the Sally Ride astronauts who couldn't tell their story till it was an afterthought. We pass the torch and create the space so every generation doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. The last one innovates for the astrophysicists like Maslin Ottman, extraterrestrial ambassador connected to the stars like the Tana Atom. Walls are constructed by NASA and NAFTA, militarize our lives, feeling so ostracized. Borderland of borderland, address it with a forward stance. Identities disordered, and sometimes I feel like I'm an alien life form. For the Marilyn Bucks and the Laura Whitehorn, to defy the white norm. For landless people finding famine and star patterns. So if men are from Mars and women from Venus, I'm part Saturn.
Outer spaces, infinity identity, break out the matrix.
Fuera liga, viejo.
We proud to say this, we hail from outer spaces and our power's ancient.
Fuera liga, viejo.
Outer spaces, we kicking down closets and we breaking cages.
Fuera liga, viejo.
We bound for greatness, proudly getting louder so the crowds embrace us.
Espacial, especial, extrasensorial, ultranatural, poder sideral, fuerza para crear. Ante la crisis, análisis de clitoris, haciendo énfasis con frenesía, apocalipsis, en síntesis, son cinco citas aquí, regenerando así de pensamiento, de sí, elisis, de mi para ti, pura neurosis, metamorfosis, de cabo en parálisis, del otro mundo, del hoy y la hora, batalladora, mujeres maravillas, de carne y hueso, creando procesos, haciendo progreso, amando y por eso, fucking free en exceso, yo, demasiado queer to hippo nation, demasiado hippo for queer templo, demasiado black for Latin heritage, demasiado Latin for black cast.
We don't belong anywhere, call home everywhere. We don't belong anywhere, call home everywhere. We don't belong anywhere, call home everywhere.
spaces.
Hallo. Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Colorradio heute. 2 Stunden später als geplant. Es gab Probleme mit der Übertragungstechnik und Herr Lehmann, also nicht der Herr Lehmann von der CDU, sondern der Herr Lehmann von der Übertragungstechnikfirma, hat herausgefunden, dass es sich ums Netzteil handelte und hat deshalb heute einen späten Feierabend, und weil er jetzt eben gerade mal hier war. Also vielen Dank, Herr Lehmann. Und damit starten wir jetzt ein bisschen verspätet mit der Sendung We Are Here von Black Rose. Und das Magazin muss leider fallen.
We Are Here, a radio show where we discuss racism, politics and migration, here and everywhere.
نحن هنا برنامج إذاعي يناقش العنصرية ضد اللاجئين, السياسة والهجرة هنا وفي كل مكان.
Aquí estamos, un programa de radio donde discutimos de racismo, política y migración, aquí y en todas partes.
Biz burada, burada ve her yerde göçmen ve siyaset karşıtlığı tartışma bu radyo show vardı.
أبزعلنا عن مطايقنا راديو, بزعب على تنت أنصار سدة تنت, بوليتيكا أبزع أبدهون بوتا.
Wir sind da, ist eine Radiosendung, wo über Rassismus, Politik und Migration hier und überall diskutiert wird.
Мы здесь. Радиошоу, в котором мы обсуждаем расизм, политику и миграцию здесь и повсюду.
¿Cuánto cuesta olvidar la raza, el color de la gente? Dejar el miedo y abrir tu mente.
Pour la République, des soirées au ministère qui nous vendront pour faire flipper le ménagère à son bon roi, les petites putains, les petits médias pour vendre la paranoïa. Police aux quatre coins du globe, police aux allures de milices, police qu'on appelle au secours, police à tous les carrefours, police sur les nationales, police tout devient banal, police dans les banalisés, police pour les fourgons pleins de police. Ouais. Police. Ouais. Puisqu'il faut défendre la Vierge, police quand j'ai le diable au corps, dis-moi qui porte la mort, police dans les pays du Nord, toujours dans les diplomatiques, police chez mon automatique, et des PV pour les smicards, moi j'ai le piton noir, police dans les discothèques, police de rien ne nous étonne, police que le ciel me pardonne, terreur, calibre au cœur, police pour me cacher la mer, police toujours qui nous emmerde, police pour protéger les plaies des quartiers haute sécurité, police. Ouais. Police. Police sur tous les continents, police dans les chambres étudiantes, police sur les places boursières, police chez le Gorama, police pour nos identités, police pour la communauté, police dans la chair à vie, police dans le trafic, police dans les parties, police quand le cœur brille, police dans les rêves étrés, police dans mon pays, police dans les discothèques, police dans le temps moderne, police dans les salles de classe. Dictateur sur les tropiques, ouais, toujours en Afrique, colonisation toujours.
So our today's show is going to focus a little bit on the elections. Yeah, we know the topic gets a bit boring, but we thought to focus from a certain perspective, which will be racism and the question of migration. So maybe, yeah, we find some interesting points to talk about that today. We will have a look who is actually going to vote in this country and how does this election actually, at the end of the day, work. And who then actually is not allowed to vote. Yeah, and how actually the whole topic of migration was reflected in the election campaign. And yeah, what do we have to expect? Yeah, so we're going to discuss a little bit about those things. And yeah. But as usually, we start with the news. So, Iraq, Kurdistan. The independence referendum for Iraq, Kurdistan has been scheduled to be held on the 25th September 2017. It was originally planned to be held in 2014 amidst controversy and dispute between the Kurdistan Regional Government and the Federal Government of Iraq. Long-standing calls for Kurdish independence gained impetus following the northern Iraq offensive by Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, in which Baghdad-controlled forces abandoned some areas, which were then taken by the Peshmerga and controlled de facto by the Kurds. So, yeah, this referendum is going to happen soon, and it's not clear how it's going to end and how the political reaction will be on that. So we're going to focus on that most probably in one further show. Myanmar. Ongoing brutality in Myanmar has been described by the top United Nations human rights officials as a textbook ethnic cleansing, as hundreds of thousands of people flee the country. Said Raad al-Hussein denounced the country's brutal security operation against Muslim Rohingyas in Rakhine State, amid fresh reports of mass deaths as tensions escalate. In an address to the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva on Monday, Mr. Said said more than 270,000 people had fled Myanmar to Bangladesh, with more trapped on the border. Reports continue to emerge about the burning of villages and extrajudicial killings of Rohingyas. I call on the government to end this current cruel military operation with accountability for all violations that have occurred and to reverse the pattern of severe and widespread discrimination against the Rohingya population, Mr. Said said. The call came as police fired rubber bullets to break up a mob which stoned the home of a Muslim butcher in central Myanmar. Rakhine has been gripped by violence since militants from the Rohingya Muslim minority attacked security forces in the late August, triggering brutal army reprisals that have left hundreds dead and pushed nearly 300,000 across the border to Bangladesh. The exodus accounts for nearly a third of Myanmar Rohingya's population, create a humanitarian emergency as a flood of famished and wounded refugees pour into Bangladesh already overcrowded camps. The fighting has also pushed some 27,000 ethnic Rakhine Buddhists and Hindus to flee their homes in northern Rakhine. Tensions between Buddhists and Muslims have simmered in Myanmar since 2012, when sectarian violence erupted in Rakhine, leaving hundreds dead and pushing more than 100,000 Rohingyas into decrypt camps. And now some local news.
Now we want to switch to Germany. On the 2nd of September, about 400 anti-fascists demonstrated in the Saxonian city of Wurzen. The aim was to remember the violence against migrants and sensibilize people for right-wing structures in Wurzen. On the same day, the Day of the Saxons took place in the whole of Saxony, which is, according to the mobilizing groups, a day of patriotism and racist exclusion. Prior to the demonstration, concerns of left-wing extremism riots were pushed by the media and the government officials. On the day of demonstration, all shops were closed in the city. Also, the cars were parked in the outskirts of the city, And even a dinosaur exhibition was cancelled. So citizens were obviously afraid prior to the demonstration. And on the day of demonstration, at least 4 water cannons, 1 helicopter, several hundred police forces, and the special task force, the SEK, was there to guard the city. Another fun fact, one member of the SEK, so the German Special Task Force, was wearing a patch on his uniform. The patch shows one of Odin's raven, a symbol from Scandinavian mythology, which is strongly connected to the right-wing scene of Saxony. Officials from the police stated that no connection to the neo-Nazi scene is evident, but they investigate the illegal patch on his uniform. Other than that, the demonstration was peaceful, except some neo-Nazi quarreling on the side, even though the mayor of the city of Watson denies until today the existence of right-wing extremism in the city. This topic is also discussed further. You can hear various shows on Freie Radios if you're interested in the topic. So now we listen to one song from Paul Geigenzähler, which is called Gefahrengebiet.
Die Ausweise, bitte. Tina wollte nur Schrippen holen. Da hat man ihr plötzlich die Zeit gestohlen. Was ihr seit kurzem fast täglich geschieht. Sie lebt nämlich im Gefahrengebiet.
Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben im Gefahrengebiet. Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben im Gefahrengebiet.
Ronny hat nen Platz, verweist seine Wohnung mittendrin, was für ein Schatz. Jetzt schleicht er sich heimlich zu seiner Arbeit und hat für diesen ganzen Quatsch doch gar keine Zeit.
Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben im Gefahrengebiet. Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben im Gefahrengebiet.
Kann man doch verstehen, ihre Liebste um die Ecke mal besuchen, yeah. Jetzt steht sie auf der Straße und kickt ja ans Verliebte und fragt sich, wann sie ihren Ausweis wieder kriegt.
Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben im Gefahrengebiet. Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben im Gefahrengebiet.
Lässt seine großen Kinder kurz allein. Da springt das SEK zum Fenster rein. Sie haben Waffen, das ist sehr schön. Man kann die Freude in den Kinderaugen sehen.
Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben in Gefahrengebiet. Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben in Gefahrengebiet.
ihr das Ganze mal wirklich verstehen, dann müsst ihr uns einfach mal besuchen gehen. Im Gefahrengebiet gibt's sogar Kaffee und Kuchen.
Ihr müsst uns wirklich mal besuchen. Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet, wir leben im Gefahrengebiet. 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 Gefahrengebiet, Gefahrengebiet.
And we are back with our show. We are here. Today we want to talk about the German electoral system, and every one of you might have seen all these evidences of electoral campaign due to the cities and all the faces and all the slogans that are shot upon the people. And yeah, for everyone to understand, which is not so much into the system, we want to explain how the whole electoral system in Germany is working. So our first point is, yeah, how does it all work? The next German parliament is voted on the 24th of September, so this month. And as you know, the electoral system here is that of a parliament democracy, which means that everyone who is allowed to vote has two votes. The first one is to elect the direct candidate, and the second one is to vote for a specific party. So to understand the first vote, you should know that there are 598 seats in the parliament, and there are 299 seats which can be voted due to the direct vote. So 299 persons are elected directly into the parliament. Then we come to the second vote, which is for the rest of the seats. And this one is elected by plurality vote. So you vote for a party, and the amount of votes in your district adds up to a specific number of seats that a party gets in the parliament. So, yeah, it's like proportional to the amount of voters. Which leads us to the next point. Because the number is proportional, it doesn't really change anything not to go voting, in a sense of changing the number of parties or the amount of seats a party gets in the parliament. But anyway, voting, not voting, or voting for smaller parties might reduce the number of seats for the big parties. No, not voting might increase the number of seats for the big parties. Then again, voting small parties might decrease them. And with the smaller parties, which is also really interesting in our constitution, is that we have the so-called 5% clause. That means that one party which wants to go in the parliament has to reach at least 5% on the proportion for the people voting. And it was enabled to reduce the number of parties in the parliament, to have a well-working parliament, to not have so many different groups that have to cooperate. That was at least the sense that the founders of the constitution put in the system. Another point, which is also interesting, is the fact that it's actually called Überhangmandat. I don't really know if there's any English explanation, because I think it's a really German thing. And it means that if your direct candidate gets more votes, then the proportion of the party gets, then he can still take the seat. So every direct candidate which is voted gets a seat, even though, yeah, the actual amount is not as much. So that was all I wanted to say for how the system works. And now we listen to a song by Mischief Brew, Oh Pennsylvania.
Rocks with plum wine, and we watched the fog roll and swallow the bridge on the bay. I thought I could live here, but I'm still in high gear and sweating and freezing 3,000 away. Oh, Pennsylvania, 3 mile islands, the coal fires buckle, the miners' highways. I love just to leave you, but it's good to see you. Old Philadelphia, hostile city, PA. Where we all come from, most died of the black lung. Another a browbeater, boxer, and saint. When he finally got caught, the cops made a few calls. They opened his cell, never fought him again. In Old Pennsylvania, 3 miles.
This is Color Radio on 98.4 and 99.3 FM in Dresden and stream.colorradio.org worldwide. You're listening to Color Radio.
Okay, and here we are. We are back. So now we know how the system works. Now the question, what to expect. I think you don't have to be a fortune teller to actually make clear that most probably the Germans are going to re-elect the recent chancellor Angie, called Angie, with the pad name, but Angela Merkel is her real name. And yeah, I think people are not so up for changes and they like the stability, even so it's actually kind of a false idea of stability. And actually she changed quite a lot of things in the last 11 years she's ruling the country, but I think people are not really having this in mind at all. So what Angie is doing, she's promising stability and no changes. And in a world full of crisis, this seems to sell really well. So what after, I mean, sure, we have so most probably the majority for, or at least quite a high amount of voters for the Christian Democratic Party. And I think it's not really worth even mentioning that this approach of the Social Democrats and their new candidate, I think the Social Democrats lack totally any kind of political direction or concept which could actually be a reasonable alternative to anybody, which is quite sad because the political situation is quite tense and quite ugly. It's quite conservative and it's going in the weird directions. And it would be actually good, even, I mean, considering the parliamentary system, at least it would be good to have an alternative. But in this kind of neoliberal development, there, yeah, all parties seems to be the same and kind of following the same ideas. So the question will be who is actually the third party, because this is important for the coalition. And there are different ones. So we have the Left Party, the Green Party, the pro-business Free Democratic Party, which actually wasn't not in the parliament anymore. And the Nationalist Populist Alternative for Germany. And they're all kind of, yeah, polling just below 10%. And yeah, it's quite important who of them will be the biggest one for the question of, the coalition. And I think so the worst thing what can happen is a right-wing conservative coalition between the Christian Democrats and maybe Alternative for Germany. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen to the Free Democratic Party. They were in former times having coalitions with the Christian Democrats, but if they are not really be present in the parliament again, then I don't know. Yeah, so we, I mean, on one hand, you think it can't be worse. Sometimes it's also tiring to discuss if it can be worse. And at the end of the day, we will just see. What we see for sure is already in the election campaign how certain issues are treated. And of course, there will be a lot of promises made, like always, which are usually not happening after the election. And one big topic, or maybe actually not as big as it might have been in the election campaign, are the question of migration, which is kind of, yeah, present in the society the last 2 years, and all which appeared actually out of the changes which are happening in the country and the social problems which appear, and I mean challenges we have to face in a kind of in an open society are not discussed, rather than they are kind of faced with the racist approach. And the migration topic in Germany comes with the, maybe most probably in other places as well, but here as well comes with racism, exclusion and discrimination discourse. And yeah, what's for sure that almost all parties actually agree on harsher and faster deportation. So there's actually not so much to discuss on the topic, even so everybody's selling it a little bit different. So everybody has their own fluffy words to say the really obvious thing, what everybody agrees on. And what is quite remarkable this year is actually how present this racist discourse is in the public space. Because, yeah, this growth of the Alternative for Germany is really visible in the way the election campaign is done. So they are really, really visible. the years before, when the National Democratic Party, which was the right-wing party before, like, they still exist, but they were the kind of the most right-wing party present in the election campaigns. They usually put a lot of open racist posters around the town, and they were had some ugly design, and you could easily remove them, and yeah, I don't know. But this year you have these huge, huge posters, which means that AfD has a lot of money. So they have huge posters present all around town, and especially actually in the districts where they are hoping to catch their voters. And yeah, it's pretty ugly, actually. I mean, they have the whole kind of racist slogans like faster deportation or more consequent deportation and shit like that. Yeah, it's present all around. And I think it do really change, actually, the atmosphere. Even so, sure, I mean, all this kind of election advertisement has usually some ugly notes. But this kind of clear racism so present, at least for me, it felt a bit like, whoa, this is so much that you really cannot oversee it, and there are no nice words found for that, so it's pretty straightforward. Yeah, okay, so we're gonna have another song before we are going to have a closer look on the question who is actually allowed to vote here in Germany.
We say goodbye at the beginning of the night, when the rest of this little town will turn off their bedroom lights. We say goodbye before we hit the road, because the paths we take are not the ones that everybody knows. We say goodbye with this fear in our hearts about the people who will do their best to tear our worlds apart. We say goodbye not knowing the next time we will meet, and if there's a chance that we will be alive, 'cause we don't know how far they will go with us this time. So let's tell each other that we love them whenever we can. Let's keep each other as safe as we possibly can. Be careful, keep quiet, most important of all, don't push the ones you love far enough for them to fall. 'Cause when we fall, we can't stick together. We have to stick together. We have secrets, we have treasures, we have our plans, but they can never be measured by the ways of consequence. 'Cause we can't be sure how fucked up the state decides to react. So we burn notes, encrypt our messages, and find it hard to trust every single person that we are desperate to love. 'Cause those outside our circles are always the enemy to us. And we don't know how far they will go with us this time. So let's tell each other that we love them whenever we can. Let's keep each other safe as we possibly can. Be careful, keep quiet, most important of all, don't push the ones you love far enough for them to fall. 'Cause when we fall, we can't stick together. We have to stick together. I see that you've been beaten, I see the cut you deep into your very existence. If you need to take some time,
If you need to get away, we can all work together to find somewhere warm and try to stay. This will never be safe, this will never be easy. We will need to call our parents to let them know we're still breathing. But if we hold each other near every step of the way, then maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be better. So let's tell each other that we love them whenever we can. Let's keep each other safe as we possibly can. Be careful, keep quiet, most important of all, don't push the ones you love far enough for them to fall. Cause when we fall, we can't stick together. We have to stick together.
You are listening to Caller Radio, Dresden's free radio.
So we're at Caller Radio in the show We Are Here, and we just heard a lot on how is the campaign working, the election campaign, and what are the chances for the different parties, and also that there's a lot of racism inside the campaign. And to follow up on this topic, we want to present you with who can vote and who cannot. So basically, a lot of people living in this country are not allowed to vote and let other people decide about their lives. In numbers, 61.5 million people are not allowed to participate in the election, which means 1/4 of the German population is not allowed to vote. Out of the other 3/4, around the half of the people are not participating in the election. So in the end, you have like a 20-30% that is going to vote for CDU, and then maybe another 20-something for SPD, and then you have the so-called majority that votes for the German parliament. So specifically, who is not allowed to vote? Firstly, people under the age of 18 are not allowed to vote. Also, people who are considered not responsible for themselves, so people who have a guardian. Also, people who are sentenced for a political crime, and also people who are sentenced but who are not legally responsible for their actions. So people which are, for example, in psychiatry. And the more than 10 million people living in Germany and are considered migrants because they don't have a German passport are not allowed to vote. So those are people that have been living here for decades, who have been working here, paying taxes, most of the time longer than I am in this country. And they're not allowed to decide. They are allowed to interact and to develop inside the society. They're allowed to raise their children and to participate in social contexts, but they are not allowed to decide for this democratic system. And for example, in Bremen, there are 18% of the grown-ups which are not allowed to work to vote in the election campaign of 2017. This is a quite big part of people who are excluded of shaping the society through the established system. Nobody is asking or taking in account political and social demands and needs of this huge part of the society. So how should the so-called democratic society work, we wonder? After giving you an overview, we want to open up discussion. And we have different people here in the studio from different contexts. And our first point for discussion is the question that we are not only voting for ourselves, but we are also voting for the others who are not allowed to vote. Before we want to start the discussion, we give everyone time to think about the question, inclusive you listening to the radio. And while thinking, you can hear the Outer Spaces Crew another time. We had them in the beginning, but now with a different song. It's called Riemen.
Baby, otra vez, once again.
Cada quien que goce con lo que se imagine, la vida a veces parece una película de cine. No le dé paso a lo malo, usted no se me contamine. Ponche, pinche, mezcle, grave, baile, cante, rime. Misión sagrada, tomando el rocío de la madrugada. La creación es esa, la más admirada. Me gusta tenerte, que estés en mi almohada caliente y mojada. Hey,
music's the medicine, reflection, the weapon, the compass. It gives me breath again, collecting respect and abundance. They box us in, we gots to win. A ritual and daily practice is my oxygen. And when they fill us up with lies, got to detox again. This is catharsis, everybody's an artist regardless. If you sing a pain, a rhyme, a dance, or work for change, the vision you create is the reality you harvest.
Cada quien que goce con lo que se imagine, la vida a veces parece una película de cine. No le dé paso a lo malo, usted no se me contamine. Ponche, pinche, mezcle, grave, baile, cante, rime. Rime, rime, rime.
Carretera de la creación, magia en la sangre, soy inventador. Alquimista como alma, alma como viento. Viento en mi pecho cielo abierto, convirtiendo lo imposible solo para haberlo hecho. Locura tú me dices, pero yo nadé más allá de lo difícil. No ve que tengo ala y nací en el mes difícil.
In a time of great destruction, creativity's the antidote, the sweetest medicine. We don't need to try to candy coat. The violence is alive, but we brewing up the remedies. Every time we rhyme, we are battling our enemies. Remembering the beats, scribing freedom in the soundtrack. Marching to the music, we go through it, but we bounce back. No matter what happens, we keep rising, it's a known fact. We don't die, we multiply, try worldwide to count that.
Cada quien que goce con lo que se imagine, la vida a veces parece una película de cine. No le dé paso a lo malo, usted no se me contamine. Ponche, pinche, mezcle, grave, baile, cante, rime.
Rime o aporte, porque usted sí es arte. Y la actitud es responsabilizarte. Que la vida se enreda y te coge la rueda, pero mejor se entrega que contigo no hay quien pueda. Deja tu huella, proyecta tu mensaje, tu personaje, tu guión, tu equipaje. Comunícate y encuentra tu mejor punto de encaje. Crea tu propia ciencia, pinta tu propio paisaje.
Cada quien que goce con lo que se imagine, la vida a veces parece una película de cine. No le dé paso a lo malo, usted no se me contamine. Ponche, pinche, mezcle, grave, baile.
So we're back in the studio, and our point for discussion is the thesis: we are not only voting for ourselves, but also for the others who are not allowed to vote. So we should keep this in mind while voting. Does anyone want to say something?
Okay. I think eventually this thesis is something that a lot of people are missing normally in their daily lives. They, first of all, when they vote, they think, okay, I'm going to vote for Alternative for Germany, and this is my decision. So the vote that I'm giving is not connected so much with the other people. And as a result of that, we get some really fucked up results that are messing up lives of, you know, a lot of different people. At the same time, we can say, okay, the people who don't vote don't have possibilities actually to affect the life of the society or to shape the life of the society, which is also untrue. It's kind of like the way we are promoted with, you know, you can affect the world through elections and that's it. And then the people from Syria or any other part of the world who end up in Germany think, fuck, I mean, there are elections, there's Alternative for Germany, there is like NPD in Saxony. There are all these crazy parties, but I can't do anything because, you know, some crazy Germans would go and vote for Alternative for Germany or for NPD. But we also forget that actually the political discourse is shaped by months and months of the different actions, different decisions, different moods in the society. and every time you see elections happening, it's no reason to give up and think, oh fuck, I have nothing to do, but rather, okay, there is a lot of shit going on, there is a lot of things to change, there are a lot of things to affect, and the elections come and go, but the things should change, you know, sooner or later. That's why we should get, even if we are not allowed to vote, we should get our asses from the coaches or beds or whatever you're sitting and just start making changes right here, right now, with your friends, with your families, with your dog. Just do some stuff.
Yeah, actually, I also, when I heard this kind of theory, the first, I was like, okay, sorry, but this is a bit too much responsibility because I'm actually not going to vote. At least that's what I thought so. And then I was thinking, I mean, sure, in general, the issue is actually quite important to make present that the amount of people who are actually allowed to vote and the amount of people who are actually going to vote is actually really questioning the legitimation of the government, if you see like that. Because, I mean, we already heard before that there's such a few percentage of people at the end who are in general considered majority. And then taking into account all the people who are actually not allowed to vote, it's crazy. And but I think, no, not bad, but I mean, I think this is a general question. We should be aware that actually so many people are not allowed to vote and they are part of the society. And on the other hand, I think I kind of agree a little bit with the thing that we should actually don't think that we are powerless rather than organizing ourselves and yeah, I don't know. I mean, find other ways actually to build the society we would like to live on. And I mean, I know that I think for people it would be really important that they have the possibility to vote. And I mean, I totally understand that if you think on the system of in which we are living in. So I mean, this I totally understand, and I think it's good to discuss this. It's really important to make this visible. Which who is represented and who is actually exactly not represented, and taking into account all the racism, like the whole 2 last years discussion about the so-called crisis of migration and this demand to integration, which is it's almost impossible for people because there's nobody wants people to be integrated and nobody sees a problem when people just cannot actually participate in the system we are living in, and nobody takes people's needs and yeah, which was also said already, and demands an account. I mean, yeah. So yeah, I think actually we have a problem with time because we just lost 10 minutes of our show today because of the technical problems. And so maybe we actually, yeah, our discussion is not really long today, and we're gonna, you want to have some last words, and then I would present an event which is connected with the topic actually.
I mean, there is nothing, not so much to say apart from the point that the life is not focused around elections, although we are trying to be represented like that. Every 4 years your life is going to change. Vote for the new party, vote for the I don't know, the pirates, the crazy one, the one with the clowns.
The pirate party?
The party, yeah, the vote partai. For those, and your MLPD, your life will change with this vote. But fuck no, sorry for my French, I'm using it a lot. But this is not how the world is working. The world is working on the streets, the world is working on your working places, the world is working in your families, in your house, and just get there to change the things. If you see the injustice, if you see that something going wrong, just go and fight it directly without waiting for Angela Merkel to come to your town and figure it out and then do nothing. The politicians change nothing. We change the life, we change the society, we shape this world.
Okay, and to this discussion, to kind of contribute to this discussion, there is an event we would like to present, which is going to happen on the 19th of September, so next week on the Tuesday. There was a kind of a a project done by Ant Company & Co. and the Pen Collective. They created an online portal with the name VoteBuddy. And the idea was that people who actually cannot vote, no, other way around, people who can vote can exchange their vote with people who cannot vote. And it was a huge scandal. And at the end of the day, the whole portal had to go offline. But also turned out to be a fake and a kind of an interaction inside of the society to show actually the whole problematic situation of not voting, of people who are not allowed. But now in Dresden, there will be an event where people from Dresden, like real population from Dresden, who are allowed to vote, can come and meet people who are actually would like to vote but are not allowed. And this will be kind, not in the digital world, but on the real stage. And it will be an exchange and how everybody would like to deal with their vote. And it's a possibility to discuss the right to vote and the duty to vote. And yeah, people who can vote and not vote will meet. And I think it's a good way to kind of continue this discussion about necessity on that. So it will be the first time happening in Dresden next week, 19th of September, in Dreikönigskirche. I think more information is found online if you search for Die Wahlokratie fin de Partie. Okay, and now we're already 1 minute over the time, and our next show will start. So thanks a lot for listening to us today, and have a nice week.